Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe not what we've done. We're going to get to the bottom of it, though, because we love feedback. Mm. And particularly if it's critical, constructive criticism is always great. Now, the feedback has come from a huge star on TikTok, an influencer. You may know her from Love Island. Now, she did a post on TikTok. Her name's Françoise Drachler. She's fabulous. Françoise, I love
Françoise.
It. She did a post on TikTok that's got 200,000 likes.
Whoa.
That's a lot of people agreeing with what she had to say. And let's have a listen.
I'm actually embarrassed to be an Australian and to be from Melbourne at the moment because whoever on Australian radio authorised the radio edit version of Beyoncé, Texas Hold'em, to change the lyrics from "This ain't Texas, this is Melbourne." The embarrassment I feel when I hear this song and I hear that edit come on the radio.
Okay, now we've got Françoise on the line. Hi, Françoise.
Hello.
Hi. Now, firstly, thank you for coming on the show. And we very sheepishly have an admission to make. Not us personally.
We love throwing other people under the bus.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the radio station in question is the Fox. Françoise, that was the Fox version of Beyoncé's song. Let's have a listen to it.
This ain't Texas.
This is Melbourne.
Woo!
I like it.
It's not great, is it?
It's.
I like it.
I don't mind it, but now I am quite embarrassed, Françoise.
Who authorised it?
Very good question.
Are you a school principal?
Who came up with the idea and then who in the top end was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's put that on air.
I love what you're doing. And in fact, you should be in our meetings. You should be in our meetings here at the Fox we had nothing to do with it. I want to make that very clear.
Just so she knows, we don't pick the music. We've got no say in the music. We don't do any of that stuff. We just talk.
And I'm looking out there. Now, we do have a producer on our show that makes lots of mistakes and errors, Françoise.
I
thought we were talking about James.
It's our senior producer, James Blake. James, did you have anything to do with this?
Yeah, we just thought it would be a fun way to seize on a popular song and celebrate Melbourne.
Did you change it?
Yeah, we just fiddled around with it.
Clearly AI. Obviously, Beyoncé hasn't stepped in and been like, I'm going to give a shout out to Melbourne here.
Well observed, Françoise. Now,
firstly, why was the edit? Why did it come in and say, this is Melbourne? Because it's obviously using Beyoncé's voice with an AI, but Americans typically say Melbourne as in like Melbourne.
Melbourne. Oh, yeah. Another great observation.
It's like, this is Melbourne. What's that about?
you could be a radio critic. You're doing amazing work here, Françoise.
Françoise, don't worry about that. Why does James Blake think he can change a Beyoncé song?
Well, also, James, do you have anything else you'd like to say to Françoise?
Françoise, we know each other.
Oh. Really?
From my childhood.
I was not your babysitter, was I?
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
Hey, Françoise, look what you raised. The thing that has come back to upset you.
No way. How old are you now?
27.
Oh, my God. What?
So you remember?
And that's the thing. I'm getting roasted in this TikTok for being old. People are like, only old people listen to the radio. I'm like... And then people are coming in being like, oh, what, you're 45 on TikTok? I'm not 45.
Françoise, I love that you are listening to the radio. Thank you for doing a TikTok about radio, for starters.
Thank you.
Now tell us, what was James Blake like as a kid? How hard was he to babysit?
Oh, they were great. The three of them. They were easy. They were great. They just did their own thing.
You just gave him a book and put him in the corner?
They just did their own thing.
Love that.
I didn't have to do anything. They looked after themselves.
He still lives at home too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
Makes sense. Adds up.
She's like, yeah, I get it.
He just got his license, Françoise.
Just got his license.
Yeah.
10 years a bit late, but sure.
Yeah. Françoise, thank you so much for coming on the show. Been a great sport and also love the feedback.
Thanks for the heads
up. We are dealing with that.
Have you listened to it and now you're like, hang on, it's really cringe.
No, Françoise, I'll be honest. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, maybe she's done a thing, you know, like some artists do. They'll just, you know. They'll sing a few versions of it. Mm-mm. But then I only heard a Melbourne one. I never saw it anywhere else saying Beyoncé's done this. And it did make me think, oh, that's weird.
I'm going to go against the grain and say I love it. I do. I think it sounds great.
James Blake changed Beyoncé's lyrics.
Yeah,
the balls of that man out there.
But it sounds good.
Good morning.